All right, thank you very much. Welcome back to Titillating Sports around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, Sports Byline USA, and SB Nation Radio. It's great to welcome back to the program Caitlin Farrington, of course, Olympic gold medal professional snowboarder. And she's here to talk about something very important to her and fellow winter sports athletes. She's part of the Protect Our Winters and headed to Washington, D.C. And I guess, Caitlin, in a more sort of grandiose way, you're afraid because of climate change that someday there might not be Winter Olympics. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair to say. Thanks for having me. But yeah, so I'm part of Protect Our Winters and have been for about 6 years now. And it's just kind of raising awareness and kind of educating kids and just our next generations on what's happening and what we've seen as athletes happen through our winters.
And, you know, just leaving partisanship out of it, we've seen with the most recent administration that pulling out of the Paris Accord, that it seems like this president doesn't really believe in climate change right now, which probably has you guys a little bit, I don't want to say panicked, but maybe a little bit more, more interested in getting the message out, right?
Yeah, I mean, with this new administration, we've definitely started taking a different approach of how we go and talk with people about climate change. And so it's just been a little bit different, but I feel like it's also just got us more involved in our local communities and kind of just like local government, not just the big picture, which is, I think, pretty important.
Now, what would you say that the devil's advocate that might say, well, you know, when we run out of snow, it'll be a billion years from now. This is a waste of time. Your response?
Well, my response to that is really that we're running out of snow right now in our outdoor environment, or our outdoor recreation is dying slowly for winter because it's kind of becoming more hard. It's harder to go snowboarding or skiing just because there is less snow and it's getting more expensive. And I think that's due to resorts having to do more snowmaking and kind of keeping their resorts afloat. And so it's just a bummer because we are seeing it, our sports kind of dying. Like for me in half pipes, there used to be 22 foot half pipes everywhere all over the country. And now there's only a select few. And it is because they have to use so much water for snowmaking and it's just not worth it for the resorts because they'd rather use that snowmaking somewhere else on the resort.
Now, to me, that's startling to hear because, you know, you always hear, hey, this glacier moves 1 inch a year, but you're not even 30 years old yet, and you, with your own eyes, have seen less snow, you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've seen the changes, and I mean, when I was in Russia, too, they even just put white tarps over the mountain to give the TV effect that there was snow everywhere on the mountain.
Those dirty Russians, did they really do that?
Yeah, it was kind of like, they just, for TV, they're like, well, we don't have all the snow we need. So there was literally white tarps on the mountain just to give the effect. And it's just crazy because, I mean, that's what they're doing. And they're trying to kind of falsely give an impression.
Rick Tittle with gold medalist Caitlin Farrington, snowboarder, talking about Protect Our Winters. This might be a dumb question, Caitlin, but when you are on natural snow from the heavens or you're on a machine blowing it out, can you tell when you're out there?
Oh, for sure. I mean, usually the man-made snow is kind of a little bit more hard packed. And then, I mean, natural snow, hopefully you get the powder turns on it. And so that's kind of, I retired from doing half pipe and now I pretty much chase winter and chase the snow a little bit differently. And so I'm looking for powder all the time, and it's definitely become a little bit harder, or you just have to have, I've gotten into touring more because that's getting me off the resort and kind of more into a zone where there is fresh snow and not that man-made.
What was the reaction from Capitol Hill? Did they say, we got a lot bigger fish to fry than this, or did it seem like they were genuinely compassionate?
You know, it seemed like people were actually generally compassionate about what we were talking about. And I mean, we took a different approach and kind of like, you know, telling our stories and letting those guys connect on the same level of like how much they love the outdoors and love to do stuff outside and taking families out. And that's kind of what we connected with people on. And so it did seem that they got it. We're like, our industry is definitely like going downhill. And so it kind of seemed that giving those examples to them and then us being just awesome athletes, that it kind of took a liking to us, most of them, I guess.
Right. So we know this is a Predict Our Winners is a nonprofit organization. So what's next? You've been on Capitol Hill. What's the plan?
Well, we do some assemblies at schools around the country, and it's just kind of, you know, educating the younger generations that will be our next voters on what we're trying to work on and what we're trying to establish. And so I think it's just, and then just getting involved in our local legislation in whichever state that we live in.
Well, I know you're from the Gem State, and you've already had a run on Bald Mountain named after you. Are they just, is it someday Sun Valley just going to turn into Caitlin Valley?
I wish. But I know, no, it's super fun, and it was great to get a run named after myself. But we've got such great athletes and programs out in Sun Valley that it seems like hopefully this year we'll have another one going to the Olympics, Chase Josie, and it'll just be cool to see how it all pans out in Sun Valley, because they're kind of getting academies now too and kind of starting that, where when I was in Sun Valley and growing up, I was in the public school and it was just a little bit harder to get the snowboarding all in like I wanted to.
So even though you're under 30, are you like an quote-unquote old lady out there now?
I think so. I mean, it's pretty sad. Like, you're like, I recently just got into doing some announcing for NBC. Uh-huh. And when I was doing that and looking at the start list and looking at the ages of the kids that are competing now, I was just like, oh my gosh, I feel so old. Like, they're born in the 2000s. And you're just, it's crazy. And it's crazy just seeing how much the sport's developed in such a short period of time.
And like any sport, certain things will change with the equipment, the board, the clothing, the runs. And so as we look forward to the next Winter Olympics, what are some of the changes, even just little nuances that you might see or we might see on TV?
I mean, I think it's mainly in, like, for women's, it's the young girls are kind of pushing the sport a little. There's more style in the sport, and there's bigger tricks being done in this sport, and even in football and halfpipe around the board, there's just the younger kids kind of, it's generation transition, you know, like they're bringing a little bit more than we brought as our generation, but just pushing the sport to a different level.
And finally, your gold medal, is it in a safety deposit box, or do you rock it, do you wear it, or is it like over the mantle, where is it?
Well, with first, I traveled around with it for the first year that I had it, and it really didn't leave my side, I feel like. But now, it kind of is just at my mom's house in Idaho and is accessible for when I need to travel with it.
All right, great stuff from Caitlin Farrington, Olympic gold medalist. Remember, you can check this out yourself online. The website is protectourwinters.org. Once again, protectourwinters.org. Hey, Caitlin, thanks for coming on the show again. We really appreciate it, and you're not the least bit old. I was just kidding with you. And we'll look forward to seeing you on TV, huh?
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, great stuff from Caitlin Farrington, and we'll take a quick break here. We'll come on back on to the Leading Sport.